I'd like now to welcome Kate Kennedy. She's a candidate for City Council in District 1. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Hi, thank you so much.
So how did you decide to run for City Council?
I decided to run for City Council actually almost a year ago and really felt that there was an opportunity for me to represent a voice for Santa Feans that had gone underrepresented or non-represented for quite some time.
Which Santa Feans are those?
Those are the ones who... a lot of people say that I am supposed to be the millennial voice just because I'm under 30, and that's not necessarily true, although I love my millennial colleagues. It's the Santa Feans who are business owners. It's Santa Feans who are maybe new to District 1, those who are looking for more of an optimistic future, forward-looking view. And I very much represent that forward, progressive view for our future.
What does that mean? And forward-looking implies backward-looking. What would be the difference?
A forward-looking, I consider myself a forward-looking candidate, which would be bringing Santa Fe into the 21st century. And that would be improving our infrastructure, our educational program, addressing our housing needs, as well as job creation and small business development. And really looking at getting Santa Fe to be agile to the needs of the new homeowner, the new tourist, the new student, the new community leaders, and really give everybody an opportunity to have access to Santa Fe.
So what do you mean by the new homeowner, for example, new tourist? What does that mean?
So new homeowners are people who may have a different need for their home, including access to high-speed internet. They would like to live in neighborhoods that are walkable and bikeable and have maybe mixed-use areas that include small businesses or live-work arrangements. There are some interesting opportunities within Santa Fe, I think specifically within the Siler and Baca Road area, as well as off of the St. Michael's corridor, that would be great options for us to look at mixed-use housing. New homeowners are looking for smaller living arrangements that have higher amenities and higher access. And I think that Santa Fe could really be a leader in that, especially with a relationship with the green economy and the importance that new development could have for the green economy in terms of jobs, as well as solving our housing needs.
The other side of that is there was that big development that eventually got shot down because people thought it would create too much traffic and interfere with the neighborhoods. What do you think is the role of the voice of neighborhoods?
I think that existing neighborhoods absolutely deserve a voice in the conversation. I think that all stakeholders need to have a voice in the conversation. Also, there are neighborhoods that don't have a neighborhood association or any sort of formalized structure. But I also think that we need to look at people who would be living in those developments and see what they would need. Also, traffic is obviously a really important issue, but we could look at it as an opportunity to improve our public transportation and decrease traffic as well. And I think that when we're looking at new developments coming forward, we absolutely have to address the needs of the people who will live there while finding a balance with the existing neighborhood and really maintain the character of the neighborhood as well.
How do you see Santa Fe improving its public transportation? I mean, part of the issue, as I understand it at least, is that we're just not a big city. I mean,
right.
We don't have the volume of people like a big city, you know, where 100 people pack into a trolley or a bus or a subway or whatever every 15 minutes.
Right, right. I think one thing that we could do to improve our public transportation would be to extend the hours of it. Most of our public transportation sort of wraps up services around 9 p.m. And with Santa Fe being such a service and hospitality-based industry, it really leaves a lot of those workers and those customers out of an option for public transportation.
Right, but what if there's like only 2 people on the bus?
Right, well, and that is part of the conversation as well, is also making sure that when we do look at new housing developments, that we look at public transportation, either existing routes for public transportation or new routes for public transportation, so that those people could have access to it. I think that that is part of the problem right now as well, is just simply the access to the public transportation, as well as the hours in which those routes run. And I think that we should maybe talk to the workforce and see what their needs would be, what schedules would work best for the people who would really like to use the public transportation.
Yeah, or if you want to go to a movie or go out dancing.
Exactly. And I think that, you know, bringing Uber into the conversation regarding rideshare programs, as well as our existing cab program, has certainly supplemented that need for quite some time, and Uber's obviously new to the conversation. But they've provided an opportunity for people to get home or get to work in ways that we may not have had previously.
So you talked about the new homeowner and the new tourist. Tell us about the new tourist.
The new tourist, the average age of the tourist is about 40 years old right now, which is certainly younger than it has been in the past. Our tourists right now are looking for a little bit more of an experience-based visit than maybe specifically a product-based visit, but they really want a mix of both. People want to come and experience Santa Fe for all that we're known for, and we are a culinary destination, certainly. Everybody wants to experience the outdoor adventures as well. Our existing art scene has been fantastic, as well as our outdoor markets, Indian market, Spanish market, folk art market, that happen during the summer, as well as their winter counterparts. And I think that tourists are here to really immerse themselves in the creative spirit that has run through Santa Fe for our 100-plus year history. And it's something that can be an incredible thing for a tourist. The whole world comes through Santa Fe. And we provide an experience for people that they can't get anywhere else. But I think that as an economy, we need to adapt to the needs of that also. And that does include transportation, improved infrastructure. But we also need to look at marketing capabilities as well and make sure that we're marketing to people who really do want to come here and who are going to really contribute to our local economy as well. I mean, they say that New Mexico is the land of entrapment, and sometimes that's a joke, but sometimes people do really do stay, and I think that we need to provide them with an experience that would want them to stay or become returning tourists.
You are in favor of promoting small business. You are yourself, what is it, co-owner in a small business?
A partner, yes.
Partner in a small business.
Yes.
What kinds of city policies do you think are needed to encourage more small business?
I think we need to provide incentives to small businesses. I think that there are certainly ways to streamline processes, and that's everything from simple policies regarding signage, as well as going all the way up to certain licenses and permitting in-house as well. I would love to implement a commercial recycling program, a more robust commercial recycling program, especially for nightlife businesses, but restaurants as well that serve all times of day. I think that we should be able to apply for our business licenses and pay for them online. I think that there are several opportunities that we have to streamline. But when we're attracting new business, we need to look at the overall package that Santa Fe has to offer. And that includes education, and that includes housing, and that includes a qualified workforce. And all of that sort of comes together. And I think that I look at that as a long-term solution to our economic need, for sure. And I think that Santa Fe, if we could attract, retain, and foster small business, we won't need to have this conversation about a budget deficit in the future. We could look at not only supporting our local economy, but really look at long-term comprehensive plans. But we also need to support our existing small businesses. And if we could streamline the relationship with City Hall, that would be a huge first step for a lot of us. Santa Fe is a difficult place to do business. It's a difficult place to open one and maintain one. And I think that just improving the relationship between the business community and City Hall would be incredibly beneficial overall.
When you talk about small business, you kind of also have to talk about big business.
Yes.
Because, I mean, big businesses have outcompeted small businesses. The small businesses can't make it. It's sort of the Main Street versus big box thing. Is this just a fact of life to you, or is it something that can be addressed through policy?
I think it's something that could be addressed through policy. I also think that Santa Fe is a place that we love our locally owned businesses. We are proud local shoppers. But we do need to bring our workers back to Santa Fe to be able to participate in the local economy. With more than half of our workforce living outside of the city limits, it can be difficult for an average family to participate in our local economy. I mean, we're sitting in a locally owned restaurant right now, and I think that Santa Fe is so proud. We are so proud of our locally owned businesses, and I think that we just need to sort of have the opportunity to have better access to them as well, and that includes parking, certainly. We need to sort of foster that spirit that we already have of supporting local business and really give everybody an opportunity to get involved in the local economy.
How would you deal with our current many millions of dollar deficit? I mean, there's the long term, but there's also the short term.
Right, absolutely. And the short term, for me, the focus really needs to be on revenue-based solutions as well as streamlining a lot of our city services. I think that We can't just blanketly fire people or cut jobs. Every one of those jobs represents a household. And I would like to look at doing a staffing analysis. I know that one has been done already, but an additional analysis that includes departments that have that are overstaffed and those that are understaffed, and give employees the opportunity to be cross-trained to move from one department to another. And then if they don't, then we can talk about other opportunities at that point. But we do need to give the existing employees an opportunity. And we need to bring customer service back to City Hall. And we really need to give everybody the opportunity we can to have the best job that they would like, and one that would be most constructive for the city. When we're looking at revenue-based solutions, we could look at everything from paying parking tickets online, going all the way up. And I spoke about business licenses and that kind of stuff as well. I mean, there are sort of immediate processes that we could bring into place that I think would be beneficial to us in the long term and would have an underlying factor of customer service as well.
Kate Kennedy is candidate for City Council in District 1. Thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.